Good day to all of you and welcome back to VSchool's Distance Learning Program on Marketing Management. Our topic of discussion today is Chapter 10 and we are going to talk about integrated marketing communications in that. A very quick look at the learning objectives. We are going to discuss the role of promotion, which is the third P of marketing in the overall marketing mix. We are going to understand the different elements of the promotion mix. We will see how the communication process from the sender to the receiver works. We will understand the goals, objectives, and activities of promotions. While we are doing that, we will also elaborate on the AIDA concept and how the AIDA concept works with different elements of the promotional mix, to conclude with what is integrated marketing communications or IMC. So what is promotion? Promotion is nothing but the communication that a marketer or a seller undertakes to inform, persuade, and remind potential buyers of a product in order to influence his purchase choices or create an opinion or elicit some action in the form of a purchase. Promotion communication, promotion communicates information between seller and potential buyer or other people in the channel to either influence attitudes or influence behaviors towards a product choice, brand choice, or a purchase decision. Promotion has three broad goals. The first goal is informing the customer, which means you're creating awareness about the product or the service. The second is persuading the customer, which is in the target audience. And finally, to remind the customer that we are there, we are present in the market, and you can use our products and services. Three broad goals and tasks which a promotion has. If you look at how promotion fits into the overall marketing mix, an organization has overall marketing objectives from which it creates a marketing mix of product, place, promotion, and price, which is targeted to the target market. If you see that white arrow which takes you from the promotion, it takes you to the promotional mix. There are four elements of the promotional mix, typically advertising, public relations, personal selling, and sales promotion. The four put together create a promotion plan for a product or a brand. And the promotion strategy is nothing but the coordinated plan and use, an optimal use of the different elements of promotion that are available to the marketeer in the form of advertising, personal selling, sales promotion, and public relations. Let us look at what advertising, personal selling, sales promotion, and public relations have in detail. What is advertising? Advertising is an impersonal, one-way, mass communication about a product or an organization or a service or an idea that is paid for by the sponsor of the advertisement. Advertising is the main route or the main methodology of building a brand or building a quality differentiated image for the product in the mind of the consumer or the customer. That's typically advertising. Public relations is a marketing function that evaluates public attitudes, identify areas within the organization that the public may be interested in, and executes a program or an action plan to improve the public understanding and acceptance of the organization's products and brands. It also leads to creating a positive image or a corporate image for the organization. Publicity is nothing but providing information about the company, good or service, in the mass media as a news item. So it creates information about the company or its products or its services, which appear in the mass media as a news item. Although publicity may not require what we call paid media space or may not cost you media time, public relations require some kind of a network with the news reporters and the media to distribute this information, and that may create some cost in doing public relations for the organization. Now, sales promotions are typically marketing activities that are done other than public selling and other than person selling and public relations that either trigger customer purchase or improve dealer effectiveness or stimulate the demand or increase inventory at the customer end. Sales promotions can be targeted at customers, it can be targeted at the trade, which is the dealers, or it can be targeted at company employees. And sales promotions use a variety of techniques, like they may give free samples, or they may trigger sales by giving buy one, get one free, or they may give you a higher quantity at a lower price. They can use contests, bonuses, coupons, trade shows, exhibitions, and events. So these are all methods of sales promotion that an organization can use to improve its business in the market. And finally, we have personal selling, which is a situation in which two people, one who is the customer and the other who is the seller or the marketeer, who communicate with each other on a one-to-one basis in an attempt to influence each other in a purchase situation. Now, personal selling is direct spoken communication between the sellers and potential customers. The message is customized, and the flexibility and the customization is the strength of personal selling in the communication mix. Personal selling is very critical in B2B marketing and to some extent in B2C marketing. Since we are talking of communication and integrated marketing communication, let us look at what we understand by communication and how communication happens in the market. Now, communication is the process by which we exchange or share meaning through a common set of sound and symbols. There are two types of communication that happen. One is the interpersonal communication. The second is the mass communication. The interpersonal communication is direct face-to-face communication between two people and happens when personal selling is happening as a part of the entire promotion mix. The mass communication refers to communication or communicating to large organizations or large audiences, usually through mass media like television or newspapers. So what is mass communication? It involves communicating to large audiences on a one-to-many basis, usually through mass media like television or newspapers. Now, in the communication process, there are two parties involved. One is the sender of the communication. The second is the receiver of the communication. The sender of the communication is either trying to inform the receiver or persuade the receiver or remind the receiver. What is the receiver doing? The receiver is receiving the information that the sender is giving. He is adapting that information or that message to suit his belief and value systems. And he is also spotting new communication opportunities. So this is the role of the sender and the receiver. If you look at the typical communication process, the sender at one end of the chain has something to communicate to the receiver. In order to communicate that message, he encodes it, which means he gives it words, symbols, text, voice. That message is sent through a channel, which could be a medium, which could be a newspaper, which could be a television, which could be a telephone line, it could be the internet. That message is then decoded on the other end by the receiver after he has received it. While encoding the message and while decoding the message and through the channel through which the message is going, there are noise elements which can modify the message, which can alter the meaning of the message, which can make the message be received in a manner not sent by the sender. So there can be distortions which this noise can create. And finally, after the receiver has received the message, there is a feedback to the sender about the understanding of the message by the receiver. So looking at these things in a little more detail, this is the same diagram that we saw in the earlier slide in a slightly different manner. So there's an idea which the sender has. He develops that into a message and encodes it, sends it through a signal or a transmission via media to somebody who receives it, who decodes it. Decoding is nothing but the interpretation which creates meaning for the receiver at the other end. Summarizing, the sender is the originator or the source of the message in the communication process. The message channel is nothing but voice, gesture, symbols which are put across in media such as newspaper, television or internet. The encoding is the conversion of the sender's idea or thought into a representative message. The receiver could be the target audience or the customer or the person who decodes the message. Decoding is the reverse process of encoding, which is the interpretation of the language and the symbol sent by the sender through a channel to the receiver. Feedback is the response to the message, which means the customer may have liked the message, may have disliked the message, or because he received the message, he went and purchased something, or he showed an interest in a product. That is nothing but the feedback to the message. And noise is anything that interferes with, distorts, slows down the transmission or information. We will understand noise a little more. Sources of noise in the communication. Noise is anything that impedes the receipt and interpretation of the message that the sender wishes to communicate to the receiver. There could be several sources of noise that the receiver may have. It could be competing advertisements from competitors. It could be newspaper stories put in either by competitors or by people who are not who may not be in your favor. It could be light in the vicinity of the receiver. It could be other sounds in the vicinity of the receiver. It could be presence of people who may interpret the message in different ways and convey a different meaning to the receiver. It could be the attitudes, beliefs, value system, and the culture of the receiver, which may also make the interpretation different from what the sender originally meant it to be. So let us look at how the various elements of the promotion mix work in the light of this. Now, if you take advertising, the communication mode of advertising is indirect and impersonal. The control of the advertiser on the communication channel is very low. The response or the feedback that you get out of a typical advertisement is very low, can be as low as 1% or 2% of the people who have been targeted coming back with that feedback. The feedback speed is delayed. So there is a time lag between the communication being sent to the receiver and the feedback being received from the receiver. The message flow direction is one way or unidirectional. The content of the message is controlled by the sender, not by the receiver. The identification of the sponsor, the person who pays for the ad, is possible in advertising. Reach of advertising is large and fast. Message flexibility, which means the ability to customize the message for different people and different audiences, is no. You can only send one single constant message to all the audiences. On a similar way, let us compare public relations. Public relations, the communication mode is also indirect and impersonal. The control on the communication channel is little higher than advertising because you may have good relationships with the media people like the press and the TV. Therefore, communication control can either be moderate or can be low. Feedback amount, that means the feedback or the response from the target audience, is typically low. Like advertising, feedback speed in public relations is also delayed, which means there is a time lag between the time that the sender sends the message and the receiver responds back to the message. The flow of the message is one way or unidirectional. Message content control, you don't have. Sponsor identification may not happen in a public relations exercise. Ability to reach a large audience is typically large, usually fast and usually high. Message flexibility, no. No direct control, and one single message again goes to all the audiences. So that's public relations. Sales promotion, on the same parameters, the communication mode is again indirect and impersonal. Communication control is again moderate to low. Feedback amount, the quantum of response that you generate from the target audience, is higher in sales promotions. Typically, customers or potential customers tend to respond more to sales promotions than to advertisements and PR. Feedback speed varies. Some customers will respond very fast. Some customers will take a longer time to respond. Message flow, again, is typically one way or unidirectional. You have a control on the content? Yes, you do have a control on the content. The sponsor is very clearly identified in sales promotion. Ability to reach mass markets and large audiences is very quick and fast. Message flexibility? No. Same message has to be sent across to the all to the entire target audience. If you look at personal selling and the characteristics of personal selling, the communication mode of personal selling is direct and face-to-face and very, very personal, not impersonal like the other three elements of the promotion mix. The communication control is very, very high. Feedback amount is high and instantaneous. The feedback speed is instant. Message flow directional is bi-directional or two ways. The content of the message, you have a control on it and you can customize it and personalize it depending on who you are selling to. Sponsor identification is very clear. Ability to reach large audiences is not there because this is a very slow, expensive and cumbersome method of communication. However, the flexibility of the content and the flexibility of the message is very high. You can customize it and personalize it to each and every different prospect that you're meeting. So based on that, let us look at the goals and tasks of promotion along with how it interacts with the product life cycle or PLC stage. So if you take informing as a goal of promotion, this is used mainly in the introduction and the initial growth phase of the product life cycle. The persuasion part of the promotion or the goal of promotion is exercised in the growth and the early maturity stage of the product life cycle, whereas the reminding part of the promotion is typically used in the maturity stage of the product life cycle. A little more details on the three types of promotion, which is called the informative promotion. Now, informative promotion uses information creatively to create a compelling reason for the customer to either buy your product or change his attitude or change his perception towards a product or a situation or a brand. Informative promotion seeks to either increase the awareness or induce initial trial of the product. It explains the purpose or the benefit of the product or service in a very compelling ways. It can suggest new users, it builds company image, and is used very, very extensively in complex or high technology products where high or large amounts of information are critical to the purchase decision making process. Persuasive promotion, which is the next type of promotion, normally becomes the key goal when the product enters the growth phase of the product life cycle. Now, persuasive promotion encourages brand switching behavior of the customer by convincing the customer about the superiority of your product over competing brands. It changes the customer's perception of the product attributes. It influences buying decisions and persuades customers to take a call on your product or service. Whereas reminder promotion becomes a key goal when the product enters the maturity phase of the product life cycle. In this phase of the product life cycle, the product has become established in the market. You have a fairly decent market share. And the product is doing pretty well. You don't have to really get into high decibel, very aggressive sales promotions and advertising at this phase of the product life cycle. You only need to do what we call a reminder advertising that, hey, Mr. Customer, we are there in the market. You need to trigger their memory. You just need to keep that memory fresh to enable repeat purchases to keep happening. So this is the basic purpose of the reminder promotion. Let us now understand how the AIDA concept works in the context of advertising and promotion. The advertising and promotion works through this AIDA, or attention, interest, desire and action chain of the customer. Advertising and promotion first seek the attention of the potential customer or the prospect and go and create an interest in that prospect or potential customer for a product or a brand or a category of products. They move the customer from the interest to the desire level and encourage him to take some action regarding that. A typical action that the customer will take is go and purchase the product, or another action that the customer will take is go and try the product. The entire process of advertising and promotion works through these four stages, which is attention, interest, desire, and action. So it typically propels the customer in these four steps, encouraging him or converging him into a purchase decision process. The advertiser or the organization must first get the attention of the target market. The second stage is to create an interest in the product. The third stage is to make the customer desire the product. And the final step is the action that the customer must take, culminating in a purchase decision. Now, if you look at the AIDA concept and juxtapose that with the four elements of the promotion mix, if you take the four steps, awareness, interest, desire, and action, and then you take the four elements of the promotion mix in terms of advertising, public relations, sales promotion, and personal selling, this is how it works. Advertising works very well at the awareness level and at the interest level. At the desire level, it is moderately effective. Advertising is not effective in creating action in the potential customer. Similarly, if you look at public relations is very effective in awareness, interest, and the desires steps of the AIDA concept, but is not very effective in creating the action desired from the customer. Sales promotion, which is the third step or the third element of the promotion mix, is moderately effective in creating awareness, is moderately effective in making the potential customer interested in your product and brand. It is very, very effective in the last two steps of the AIDA, which is the desire and seeking positive action from the customer. If you look at personal selling is moderately effective in creating awareness. It is very effective, strongly effective in creating interest. It is very effective in creating desire. Again, it is very, very moderately effective in creating the action. So, because the four elements of the promotion mix are effective in different proportions or different degrees in the awareness, interest, and desire and action stage of the customer, you have to design the mix in such a way that you can effectively use all the things to finally achieve the end result of the customer purchasing your product. Having understood the AIDA concept and having understood how the AIDA concept works in conjunction with the four elements of the promotion mix, let us understand the factors that affect the choice of the promotion mix. There are six parameters which impact the choice of the promotion mix, starting with what is the kind of product you're selling and the kind of market you're selling this product in. The stage in the product life cycle the product currently occupies, the target market parameters in terms of demand, in terms of recession, in terms of growth, in terms of the competitive factors in that target market, the type of buying decision the customer is taking, the level of promotional funds that are available to you, and what are the elements of the push and pull strategy that you want to build into your promotional mix. Let us get into this in a little more detail. When you look at the nature of the product, the characteristics of the product will influence the promotional mix. The first thing that impacts the promotional mix is whether you're talking of an industrial product, which can be expensive, complex, requires a high degree of customization, and also requires a high level of personal selling. Or are you looking at a consumer product, which is typically promoted through the mass media, like the print and the electronic media, and which also relies very heavily on branding? Or are you looking at a service where the challenges of marketing a service which is intangible, which is not visible to the customer, which does not result in ownership of the product, is completely different compared to a tangible product? So the characteristics of the product influence the promotional mix. The next thing which influences the promotional mix is the stage in the product life cycle of the product. Now, before the product is introduced, you may have very small amounts of advertising and publicity and public relations to create awareness about the product. When you launch the product, you need to get into high decibel, aggressive promotion. In the growth phase, you need to have persuasive promotion. Whereas in the maturity phase, you may reduce the heavy and the persuasive promotion, but rely more on what we call reminder promotion. The type of buying decision or the type of purchase decision also impacts the promotional mix. Advertising and sales promotions are most effective for routine day-to-day decisions. So if the customer is buying routine products, advertising and promotion can play a larger role. However, if the product required is complex or is very high in technology, then personal selling is more useful in selling complex products. The available funds, the budget that is available with the organization also impacts the promotional mix. So lack of money can force companies to rely only on publicity, which is the non-paid form of communication, or on commission, which they, you know, give to their agents and distributors. When funds are available, companies will try to optimize the return on promotion while minimizing the cost to reach out to a prospect or the cost of reaching out to the market. So budget plays a very big role in the promotion mix. The elements of the push and pull strategy that you're going to use also define the promotion mix. Now, the push strategy is nothing but the use of aggressive personal selling and also aggressive distribution push to convince the customer to buy the product. In this case, the incentives that are typically paid to the distribution channel play a large role in influencing the decision, the purchase decision of the end customer. The pull strategy, on the other hand, works to stimulate the consumer demand through branding and advertising so that the customer goes to the distributor and asks for the product and pulls it from the shelves. So that is a pull strategy. If you as an organization are going to focus largely on the pull strategy, then advertising and mass media communications becomes very important. On the other hand, if you as an organization are going to focus more on the push strategy, then below the line activities, trade promotions, trade discounts, incentives payable to the trade, to the channel partners will play a larger role in the promotional strategy. So one has to balance the push and pull element to determine the optimum promotion mix of the organization. Having understood all these concepts, let us look at what is integrated marketing communication. Integrated marketing communication is a method of carefully coordinating all the promotional activities to produce a consistent, unified message that is market-focused and customer-centric. Now, the interest in integrated marketing communication is largely there because marketing communications has come under and comes under the suggestion of lack of coordination leading to what we call waste and inefficiency in the communication spend, and therefore reducing the return on investment that the organization gets as a result of its promotion strategy. Setting the promotion budget, the size of the budget or the money allocated for promotion affects the efficiency, the blend, and the mix of the promotion. Therefore, budgeting for promotion, either it's 50, 30, 10%, is still better than having a zero budget. You can have different methods of budgeting. You can first method is find a task and you budget for it. So for example, you want to advertise in, say, a few newspapers. You can, you know, find out the rates of the advertising in there and budget for it. The second could be the objective and task method, where you set the objectives and say, I want to achieve an advertising recall or a brand recall of 20% in the market, or I want to achieve a market share of 30% in the market, which makes you a market leader. And therefore, you then, based on this objective, you set a promotion budget and an advertising budget to support that. Summarizing, promotion is the communication that marketeers send to the market for customers that informs, persuades, and reminds prospects or potential customers of a product in order to influence an opinion or elicit some tangible response. There are four elements of the promotion mix, which is typically advertising, personal selling, PR, and sales promotions. Communication is the process by which we exchange or share meanings through a common set of words and symbols. The AIDA concept, which is awareness, interest, desire, action concept, assumes that promotion typically takes the prospective customer along these four steps towards a purchase decision. Integrated marketing communication is the careful coordination of all the promotional activities to produce a holistic, consistent, unified message, which is market-focused and customer-centric. Thank you for your time and attention.